Hi, how have you been? What kinds of interesting things have you been up to? Today we have a new episode of the Inglês Online podcast as usual. To download or just listen to other episodes and download transcripts, go to inglesonline.com.br and click Podcast Inglês Online. So on this episode, we're going to talk about three specific words: focus, chocolate, and closet. I'm sure at least one of these words is no stranger to you, even if you're a beginner. Why am I focusing on these three words? Because throughout my life, what I've noticed is that these are probably the three words I hear Brazilians mispronounce the most. Did you get that? Mispronounce. That means pronounce incorrectly. So here's the first time I heard the pronunciation chocolate. For chocolate. When I was a kid, I went to Disneyland as part of a group, and our guide was a woman who spoke English, of course. So one day I saw her chatting with an American, and she asked him some question about chocolate. But the thing is, she didn't say chocolate. She said chocolate. The American guide didn't understand what she was talking about. She repeated the word chocolate. Two more times, I think, until someone realized what was going on and said, oh, she means chocolate. And then the American guy finally got it and gave our guide the information she was looking for. So there you have it. Not chocolate. No. We say chocolate. Again, chocolate. It's not really chocolate and it's not chocolate either. It's chocolate. Chocolate. Fortunately, it is extremely easy to find numerous examples of how the word chocolate is used, since it's such a popular snack or delicacy everywhere. Do you like hot chocolate? White chocolate? Brazilian chocolate? Or imported chocolate? I have never liked white chocolate. I don't know why. I just don't like how white chocolate tastes. Do you? Also, I used to eat a lot more chocolate when I was a kid than I do now. I still love chocolate, don't get me wrong. I just don't eat it as often now. So, how about you? Are you one of the few people in the world who doesn't like chocolate? Or are you a chocolate eater like me? So, let's talk about the second word. Focus. Yep, focus. F-O-C-U-S. Focus. Remember that car called Focus? Okay, so that's not how we pronounce focus. We don't say focus, and we don't say focus either. We say focus. Again, focus. How do we use this word? The meaning is about the same in Portuguese and English, so sometimes when a group of people is having a meeting, and people start to get distracted and start talking about something unrelated to the subject of the meeting. When that happens, someone may say, focus, people, focus. That means let's concentrate, let's focus on the topic of the meeting. When you focus on something, you put all your attention on that thing, right? And when someone says, oh, Mary is very focused. She's a very focused person. That means that Mary has a very clear idea of what she wants and probably a clear idea of what she has to do to get what she wants. And so she's very focused on getting there. So how focused are you? Are you determined, driven, and focused? And last but not least, we have the little word closet. C-L-O-S-E-T. Closet. In Brazil, it is common to hear people say closet. However, that is not the correct pronunciation. People do not say closet in English-speaking countries. They say closet. Again, closet. So, what is a closet? Well, it's a space in a bedroom where people keep their clothes and other stuff. It has a door or two doors, a few drawers, and it's usually made of wood or some plastic material. So when someone is trying to sell a house, they may say, the bedrooms have a lot of closet space. That means that the closets must be very large. There's a lot of room inside them, a lot of space. And therefore, residents will be able to store lots of things inside them. Do you have a lot of closet space at home? Are your closets small or large? I have to say, there's not much closet space in my bedroom. My closet is not big. It's not small either. It's just average. Okay, so here's a sentence that contains all three words we focused on today. Keep your focus on the chocolate in the closet. So let's pretend there's a chocolate bar inside the closet and for some reason you have to keep an eye on it. Yeah, it doesn't make much sense, but it puts all of these words in the same sentence. So there you have it. Keep your focus on the chocolate in the closet. Talk to you next time.